Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The month of Dhul-Hijjah has begun. Today is the first night of Dhul-Hijjah. It is a very blessed day. These are very blessed days and nights in Dhul-Hijjah. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these 10 days, more than these 10 days, there is no other day that is more greater in the rest of the year compared to these 10 days. In these days, whatever ibadah worship is performed, the thawab, the reward of that is many times more, over many times more. That ibadah is the very beloved worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these days of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, as much as a person can save himself from sins and from vice, and when he thinks before he takes a step, that in this step that I'm taking, am I earning Allah's displeasure? Is Allah's anger going to be resulting from this? Then his maqam, his status will be increased. The sins, a person, the human being, should try as much as possible to save himself, protect himself, whether it's during the day or the night. Fighting, quarrel, fasad, backbiting, gossip mongering, malice, takabbur, pride. Try as much as you can to save yourself from all the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a bonus in life, in which through this means the human being can earn forgiveness. The human being can draw nearer to Allah, get close to Allah. These days are very, very great days of Dhul-Hijjah. In this ibadat, worship, the faraid, the compulsory deeds, one should complete them maximum. Every salah in jama'ah, congregation in the masjid, the person should be praying. That's always the case anyhow. But in these days, we should be extra cautious and careful that for no reason at all should my salah in jama'ah congregation be delayed or rejected or left out. And the afzal, great ibadah, worship in these 10 days, that is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, takbir. Allah Ta'ala's name, elevating it, because in this Allah Ta'ala has put the ibadah worship in the form of hajj. The whole hajj is the dhikr of Allah. It's all based on the dhikr of Allah, hajj. There's no extra deed that Allah Ta'ala has told us to do. But dhikr of Allah, about that, Allah Ta'ala said that go to Mina, remember me. Go to Muzdalifah, remember me. Rather, you should remember me so much, Allah says, that in Jahaliyat, your parents used to call out to them, more than that you should remember me. In Arafah is the place of doing dhikr. So, my colleagues, we cannot reach to those blessed sites and lands, but through dhikr of Allah we can attain the darajat, the rank, the status. We are millions and billions of times grateful to Allah, His grace, that due to the association and connection with the walis of Allah, Allah has given us the dhikr gathering, morning and evening, the assembly, the gathering of dhikr. It's extreme, extreme, massive reward to come to the masjid and to join in the majlis of dhikr. Those who are in the khanqahs, you should go and establish the gathering in your khanqahs, morning and evening, the dhikr gathering. Every place, listen to it, attend it especially. It's not necessary that if Shaykh is not present physically next to you, but alhamdulillah, the Naqshbandi order is based on yaqeen, belief, certainty that Allah Ta'ala sends the fares, the blessings of the Shaykh in the same way across the world, all the mashaykh. Just like he is physically in front of you, the fares is spreading. So don't think that you're not with the Shaykh. Don't leave the majlis gathering. Oh, my Shaykh's not present there physically. What's the point of going there? No way at all you are thinking wrong. That means you don't have yaqeen. Believe that what is dhikr of Allah, that if you can hear the voice of your Shaykh, alhamdulillah, the gathering is established and it's the instruction of the Shaykh that get to that place, and it's just like as if you are sat physically in front of the Shaykh, the teacher. Anyhow, in these days, Dhul-Hijjah, be careful, cautious, use it, value it, do dhikr of Allah, your ma'mulat, your lessons that you've been told to do, your dhikr prescription morning and evening, be punctual, regular, inshallah. And just like if you spend these 10 days in this way, that with Allah Ta'ala's great, great rewards that person will attain. Dhikrullah, and leaving the sins, shunning the sins, and implementing the faraid. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the ability to practice on these words.